No goofing around, no scrambling around. Not at Ivy Tech, no way. We're getting ready for the spring semester. It will start on January 17th. And no better person to talk to get us ready for it than the chancellor. It's our great friend, Jenny Vaughn. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you today?
Well, you sound suntan and warm and everything else from the holidays. How was your trip?
Well, we had an interesting trip. We were part of the
Southwest
Airlines,
no.
Which is kind of a pain, of course, but you got to just deal with things, you know. What are you going to do? That we couldn't get out, so we didn't go to Phoenix as planned, but we did get to go to L.A., and I think we left on December 28th, and we were able to spend New Year's Eve with our son and one of my nieces, and we had a really great time. And, you know, it was weird when we were in L.A. It was actually warmer here than it was there. They were getting a lot of rain and cloudy.
Well, that was my next question for you. Yeah, well, you leave, it wasn't great weather there, and then when you leave, now they've got bomb cyclones and every other thing happening
right
out. Gee whiz. That'll teach you to leave the house. Did you feel like you were in a bad reality show or a bad sitcom when this whole Southwest thing was going on? Because I haven't spoken to anybody who's been directly involved, so I'll put you up for questioning here.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it was just really kind of surreal when we got to the Indy Airport. It was only Southwest that was having this huge line through the entire terminal. And as I looked at all the other airline gates and things like that, it was like there was nobody there. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. And my phone still said the plane was on time and everything was great until, you know, we kind of went around the corner and it was just pure chaos. Very chaotic. People weren't communicated with. Mostly, you know, things like that got a lot of people kind of upset, especially those because we were leaving on the 24th. So those that were trying to get home or wherever they were going with family for Christmas Day. And so, you know, many, many sad and frustrated people there. But, you know, Neville and I just said, well, you know, we're lucky. We can turn right around and get home and be home and be safe. And we were able to do that. But I did feel sorry for all those people we met and got to get kind of learned all about them and where they were going and what they were doing and wish them well and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, we're safe and we're back home and all that good stuff. And it's okay.
It was like an airport picnic minus the food.
It.
Everybody gathering. Well, I'm sorry to hear that went that way. But your attitude is fantastic. You can't do anything about it. Yelling at the desk person's not going to make pilots and flight crew and planes show up. The tough part was their people didn't have any information either, so you couldn't even go in that direction. And that's going to be a case study, maybe in somebody's business school at someday of how. Oh, geez. Okay, so I'm glad you did get a break. You did finally get to see family, and we know the college was closed as well. So you've got everybody's got the white glove out. Now we're going to make sure there's no dust and anything else, and we're going to be ready on the 17th. But before we get to the 17th, we'll be more than welcome to talk to everybody and anybody that wants to get educated here in 2023.
That's right. So classes do start Tuesday, January 17th. We're open. We've been open since Tuesday. We've got the staff. We've got advisors here, express enrollment team members that are available to meet with you. You're welcome to come into the building and meet with somebody. You're also welcome to make an appointment. And it's really great if you make an appointment, then we can make sure that you've got everything you need before you walk in the door and we can get you enrolled. So if you want to make an appointment to come in sometime between now and even that entire week of the 17th, we'll still be enrolling students all the way to the end of that week. But you can give us a call at 812-330-6013. And like I said, many advisors and enrollment specialists will be here to be able to help you. And we can help, you know, first of all, we can help you decide maybe what kind of classes you want to take. You maybe want to take a tour of our labs or just look around, see what we have to offer, you know, and then just talk about, you know, kind of if you're working, maybe you just want to take a couple of classes. What's your timeline? Do you want to do online? Do you want to do 8 weeks? Do you want to do 16 weeks? So we can have all of those conversations with you and get you enrolled and ready to start on the 17th.
And enrolling is the easy part, but some people just aren't real sure what they want to enroll in. But you have plenty of counselors and helpers and guiders and everything else going on. So if you're not sure, you're also, come on out, we'll help you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we have, you know, we call different things different events or different days that we make it extra special for people who might want to just learn more about what do we offer at Ivy Tech. Sometimes it's funny when you're out in the community, people don't realize that we have, biotechnology or culinary program or, you know, all kinds of other IT, all kinds of IT certificates. So every Tuesday at Ivy Tech, every single Tuesday at Ivy Tech from 3 to 5, you can come out to campus and we can give you a tour. We can talk to you about all of our degree programs. We can show you our labs, like I said earlier, and just learn about all the things that are available at Ivy Tech. So every Tuesday, like I said, Tuesdays at the Tech, or just give us a call and we'd be happy to set up time to meet with you individually.
Jenny Vaughn is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She checks in with us on Thursdays, and we get everybody up and ready to go. Now, the 17th, what day of the week is that? Is that a Tuesday? Is that right?
That's a Tuesday, and we're starting on a Tuesday.
You're starting on a Tuesday?
After Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, there we go. There was no full week this week. There'll be no full week in week three. That's good. And right. Well, your first day will be Tuesday at the Tech as well. That will be busy. That will be.
You know, even just today, walking around and seeing everybody, you know, and the employees are, you know, doing their thing and visiting with students, and there's plenty of students here too, and asking lots of information and walking around. I saw a student with their class schedule looking for a particular class, and they were looking for the bookstore, so I made sure they got to where they needed to be, and it's just fun to see everybody back again.
Now, where do you store all these free books that you're promising to your potential and current students here in 2023?
Well, you know, we have a bookstore, and so students, just like at any other school or college, you can buy your books online yourself. You can find out what books are needed for the class and find those yourself online. But if you are an Ivy Tech student and you're taking an Ivy Tech class, you're going to get all of your textbooks for free. So we don't want you to go outside anywhere else and go buy them on your own. Textbooks are free this whole entire semester, whether you take a class that starts on January 17th, or we'll have another round of classes that will start in March, our second 8-week class session. So all of those courses as well will have free textbooks. So we store them in the bookstore, and some of them are actually virtual options as well, but those are also free. So free textbooks.
Yeah, no secret QR code or handshake or anything else. That's just how it works. And while we're talking about free stuff, I know it's early in the month, but people, new year, new resolutions, new lease on life, new changes, new whatever it's going to be. Tell me what's happening on is it the 29th or the 30th? You've got a next level job. Oh, I get these always confused. You know that.
The Next Level Jobs, it's an information session, which is different than Tuesdays at the Tech, could also be. You could get lots of information there. But we have what's called Next Level Jobs information sessions, and we try to offer those at least once a month as well. The next one will be January 31st at 6 p.m., and that's an online Zoom optional opportunity for people to learn, number one, about particular programs, and most importantly, the great state of Indiana's Next Level Job grant funding, which pays for particular programs that we offer, so like biotechnology and IT and a lot of health-related programs. The Next Level Jobs program through the state of Indiana is just incredible. It pays for all of your tuition for many of our programs, and those Next Level Jobs information sessions are really, really informative, really guide you through the whole process, because you do have to fill out an application, but it's really pretty straightforward. It's, you know, what's your name, where do you live, and what degree are you going to get? And then we help you submit that to the state. So January 31st at 6 o'clock, we will have a Zoom session on how to use the opportunity to use those funds through the state of Indiana.
And the other part of it is, any books with that is free. Everything's free. That's just to get more accreditation, to get better in your field, and hopefully that translates into a better working wage or a springboard in your field to get you some more money. So We've been talking about this for almost a year now, and it just the reason I talk about it every time with you is I don't want people to think this is some sleight of hand where, well, they only mention it once a month. They don't mention it every week, so it can't be real. No, it is real, and we're trying to eliminate all these hurdles so people can take advantage of it. That is fantastic. And as you mentioned, there are so many different areas of expertise. There are so many different academic areas to get involved with as well. But you have fine arts at Ivy Tech. And we hear the word tech. And the thing that, if you're old like me, you hear tech and you think, what? Well, that's computers and stuff. Well, it's technically everything, right?
Right, exactly. So tech is, I mean, it's also fine arts, and it's also transfer. You know, the number of programs that transfer to four-year institutions, especially here in the state of Indiana, IU, right across the city, right across town, you know, students can take courses with us and or programs and transfer them seamlessly over to IU or to any other four-year institution. But we also offer a fine arts program, which is wonderful program that also transfers outside of Ivy Tech once you get that degree. But I did want to share that our fine arts students this last semester, they do all kinds of great creative things on our campus to brighten it up and to showcase their work. And so the students last semester took a whole hallway outside of student life and a whole wall. It's huge wall and hallway, and they created an amazing mural of lots of beautiful trees and the lake and mountains, and it's just stunning. And so it's a way for not only to highlight our showcase our students' work, but to also brighten up the place for students and employees as we're walking around. And so it's open. You know, we're open to the public. Anybody can come in here and see all the different murals and different art pieces that we have around our campus. But I wanted to highlight a new mural of our fine art students that's up right now. And just come on over and come check us out, and we'd love to show you around.
Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, the hostess at Ivy Tech. Come on in. Step right in. Everything's cleaned up, ready to go, and ready for 2023. And if you're not a, I don't want to say professional student, what's the word I'm looking for? You're just a casual learner that, well, you've got options there. The Center for Lifelong Learning can open up different doors.
Right. So if you're a lifelong learner outside of academic programs and things like that, if you were interested in other things, like maybe you want to take a ceramics class or a painting class, or our incredible culinary area and the labs, our baking lab, our kitchens, we offer not only the academic program, which is amazing, but also non-credit type lifelong learning personal enrichment courses and cooking and all of those kinds of things. So the Center for Lifelong Learning, their courses are available now online, and there's all kinds of courses, like I said, and really for all ages, literally. We have theater and film classes. We have a magic class, financial planning, and like I mentioned earlier, painting, ceramics, culinary, you name it. We've got it, and they're very affordable courses, and you can go online and look at those and get registered for that now as well.
Options, and more options. 2023 at Ivy Tech. And again, 17th day of January is the official start. But as we like to tell folks as well, 8 weeks classes, full 16-week classes. You've got options. Take a look at all of them, and our folks at Ivy Tech can help you out. Now, you do-gooders have been doing good as long as I can remember, but this has been a new angle that we've started just after the pandemic. It hasn't ended, but the pandemic in greater terms has ended. Blood drives. Almost every month, we are getting together with the Red Cross and helping out our community in that way. I don't think we're doing one in January, are we? But February, we should get our calendar circled.
Well, we are doing one actually today until 7
Whoa.
O'clock, which is great. I know.
Hurry up.
So it started at 1 today, and it'll end at 7. It is in Treve Hall here on our campus. It might be a good idea if you went to the Red Cross website just to make sure there are spaces available, but I'm going to assume that there are because there usually are spaces available. So if you go to redcrossblood.org, you have time tonight still until 7. You can come on out to campus. But it's a great partnership. We're very proud to host the Red Cross on our campus, and they will be back. They will be back after this this one today, tonight. They will be back in, February 16 and also February 17th, so we'll have plenty of time to share that with all the listeners.
The post-Valentine's Day blood drive. There you go. We'll find a joke by then, Chancellor Vaughn. We'll find a joke.
Sounds like a plan. We'll definitely do that.
We'll wedge it in there. Well, we're glad you're back. We're glad you got to go, but had terrible weather. That's awful. Not any fun. Exciting to get the doors open on the 17th. And if people would like more information, call. What's the number?
Yes, please call us at 812-330-6013. You'll hear a happy, friendly voice on the other end to help you, guide you, and we'd be proud to have you out here at Ivy Tech, whether taking an academic class or a Center for Lifelong Learning class. Just come on out and check us out.
Our last semester with the chancellor before you can be stuck in airports for a living. You won't care. You won't have anything to get back to. You'll be like, well, we'll stay here. It'd be like that, what was that movie with the guy that lived in the airport? That's not, you don't want to do that. Yeah. But
no, I don't want to, don't want to do that. But, very surreal.
Well, practice.
World of academia. Yeah, it's crazy.
Practice the traveling, because that's what's coming next. Right. I know that. Great. It's great to have you back. Great to hear your voice. And best of luck in the new semester. And obviously, we'll talk next week.
Yes, we will. Good luck, everybody. Happy weekend.